This is a replay of the Tuesday night, April 22nd WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together, and if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. However, nothing that has any significance will be addressed. So no politics, no religion, no none of that. All right, other than that, just having a good time, or trying to anyway. And I know in the tease, if you were just listening, it sounds like it was political, but it's not. What I mentioned was here in the States, people are debating whether boys should participate in girls' athletics and all that. Well, Beijing, however, has taken it much beyond that. Yes, it was a half marathon. Yes, males and females could compete together. That's the way it was designed. That's not the deal. Last weekend, they ran alongside humanoid robots. I kid you not. And apparently, robots of various makes and sizes, there was some competition among the robot makers running the 13-mile course, supported by teams of human navigators, operators, and engineers. So I was wondering, okay, did the robots outrun the humans? And it's hard to tell, because what they had to do was have a different set of rules for the robots, considering they had to have a certain amount of time out for battery swap pit stops. But nonetheless, hundreds of them ran, and the Sky Project Ultra robot, also known as Tian Kung Ultra, from the Tian Kung team, claimed victory among the non-humans, crossing the finish line in 2 hours and 40 minutes and 42 seconds. So they had awards for best endurance, best gait, most innovative, and yes, they did have a fence separating the humans from the robots. Not that they expected any intentional problems, but they were ready for all sorts of unintentional issues, and apparently they didn't really get them. But yeah, you can check that out. So yes, competing with robots. There you have it. All right, so several more in news of the of the offbeat, so to speak. But Donna in Schaumburg is kicking it off tonight, and welcome to WGN Radio.
Evening, Raleigh.
Hey, Donna, what's up?
Thank you for taking my call. I
sure.
have several questions. Uh-oh. I was wondering if you could answer.
I don't know. Let me hear the questions. I'll try.
Okay. I don't know if I read it or heard these, but I know about doo-wop, pop, rock and roll, etc. But have you ever heard of night music?
Well, now you're, in terms of as a genre, no. But are there tons of quote-unquote night songs? And you can go from the Quiet Storm, type of soft soul oldies on WHUR originally, to people who play relaxing sleep meditation music and everything in between. But no, as far as the genre, no.
What about home music or house music?
No, again, these are...
The same thing.
no, these are terms that could probably involve a lot of different genres. But like, you know, when you talk about night music, or you're talking about romantic or nocturne, or, you know, I mean, there are so many different things. And I'm sure the same could be said for quote unquote home music. So, no, if these are genres, I sure the hell don't know it.
Okay. Now I have some questions about callers. I have not heard The Detective lately.
I haven't either. You know, it's very interesting you mentioned that. That's Detective Chuck from South Carolina. And I think part of the problem is that he lives in the day world, so he probably just isn't up at night. But, yeah, I miss hearing from Chuck, and if he is listening, I hope he'll give us a call.
Okay. Another person was a lady that he had a long-distance relationship.
Oh, that was so sad. Yeah, and we haven't heard back from her as well. It turned out, as you know, to be what many of us feared, and it wasn't real. And I hope that she wasn't taken for a lot, but obviously it was not what she thought it was.
Okay, another person I haven't heard is the truck driver that used to call you on his night run, tell you the weather and where he was.
You're right. I haven't heard from him in years. You're absolutely right. But that also reminds me that Graham from New Jersey, a former truck driver who used to call all the time, I meant to call him back because I don't think he realizes the phone number for the show, because he says no one ever answers well, so we'll have to try to get back in touch with him. But I know exactly who you're talking about, and he did a postal run, and he did it into Indiana. And I don't know what happened to him.
Well, I know he said he was retiring.
Well, then that's probably what he did. And, you know, when people make lifestyle changes like that, it very often will change the hours they're awake or what they're doing. So I assume and I hope that he's gone on to a happy life.
Okay. I have a couple requests.
All righty. Requests, requests. What are they?
Okay, I'd like you to play a song for John, one of his favorites.
Uh-oh.
Because he's always so nice when he answers the phone.
Oh, well, you know, I'll have to ask him what one of his favorites is that I can tolerate. I'm sure there are some.
And I'd like you to play a song you like.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to play a lot of them tonight, because Sherry wanted to know more about Curtis Mayfield, so we'll have
Wild
some
Cherry,
of his stuff.
One, two, three.
What? Wild Cherry 1-2-3. Ah, isn't that sweet? He says Wild Cherry 1-2-3, one of my favorites. And yeah, we were driving and it was on earlier, and John said, "Is that Wild Cherry?" And I said, "I'm impressed that he would recognize Wild Cherry." But I'll play a Wild Cherry tomorrow night, just for John. All right.
Okay. And could you play a doo-wop song for Scotty?
Yeah, sure. All right, you betcha.
Okay, one more question.
Yeah.
Have you found the Eastern Astrology book? You were going to try to find
You know,
them.
I did. In fact, I just packed them into a box. Yes, I found them all right, and they're going to move to another location, and so I didn't read them, but I absolutely will, because when it comes to predictive astrology, nothing beats Eastern astrology, Vedic astrology, Western astrology. I think they're great at birth charts and things like that, but when it comes to prediction, it's all about Vedic, and I will, next time I see them, I promise to grab them and pull them out.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good deal, Donna. Thank you for calling.
You have a great rest of your show.
All right, you too. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, we have this place. It's actually a place we've been renting for well over a decade. And, we haven't been living there or anything, but it's packed with everything, books and records and especially electronic equipment. Yeah, it's a virtual museum. But John and I are always saying, we've got to get out of this. I call it the world's most expensive storage. Yes, climate control, don't you know? Sure, absolutely. And two bathrooms. But we are now ardently, which, of course, has set back prices even further for those of you on Monday night, but we are ardently trying to get out of there. And so over the weekend, I packed a number of things, including those Vedic astrology books. I should have pulled them out for Donna, but they'll show up again in their new home elsewhere in a property we own. And I already know exactly where they're going. So that'll be fine. All right, 888-876-5593. Our first bumper coming up, a request from Billy Bob and Bourbon A, don't you know, on WGN Radio. Toot,
toot, toot, toot. Well, I went to a dance the other night. Everybody went stag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. But all at once it happened. Well, the prettiest in this world. Please, won't you come over and talk to me and be my girl. I said, I want you to come over and talk to me and be my girl. Please, I want you to come over and talk to me and be my girl. Toot, toot, toot. She said that she was sorry that I was a little bit late. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady date.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's Bobby Day. He wrote it. Yeah, Robert Byrd is given name if you see that on the label. And over, that was on Class. Yeah, Leon Renee's label. And it actually was the flip of Rockin' Robin in 1958. And that's what Billy Bob and Bourbon A wanted to hear. And I thought about it. I said, well, I would have played That's All I Want by Bobby. Then I thought, well, I can. So I might do that next. That's All I Want by Bobby Day. 1959 on Class. All right. So we go to David in Muskegon. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, I really enjoy your show. I mean, it's like a relief. I always wanted to ask everybody in the audience, where were they at back in 1968, and what were they doing, and what songs were they listening to, and what songs were their favorites?
Well, if anybody wants to answer that, they're welcome to.
Yes, because that was, to me, it was a very interesting musical year.
Yeah, truly horrible.
I mean, on Top 40 Radio, you had rock, soul, country.
Well, wait a minute. David, you do understand that was the basis of Top 40 going back to the 50s. It was the 40 most popular records regardless of genre. So there was nothing new about that. And you can pick any year you want, and you're going to see some country, and you're going to see some R&B, and you're going to see some pop standards. So 68 was certainly not in any way different from other years for that. You mentioned that the other day, and I mentioned to you not a year that I particularly liked, but obviously every year has something good, but very little to me. I looked at everything that made at least the top 20 in 68 when I saw your call, and I could only come up with three that I'd really want to hear again. Girl Watcher, Cowboys to Girls, and My Baby Must Be a Magician. That's it.
Oh, I love those songs.
Well, the rest of them I'd run from.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I loved all those songs.
Well, and that's great. You're entitled to.
That's when I transitioned. I basically, and I was collecting soul music, and when I heard, like, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, God, don't
please. Steppenwolf.
Yeah, right, exactly. And we talked about this before, and it's okay, but you really need to talk with somebody who shares your like for that. And as you know from calling this show a lot, it ain't me.
Yep. Yeah, it ain't you.
So, stop it. In other words, that's what I'm telling you in a polite way. Stop it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, because, Top 40 radio today is a little bit different than it was in 68.
Well, radio in general is a lot different. But remember, in 68, if you're talking top 40, you had one or two AM stations to choose from. And that was pretty much it as far as successful stations at the time. So there was certainly very less variety in terms of what you could listen to. Right now, when you add the internet and streams and everything else into the mix, it's almost unlimited.
Yes, right. And I say thank God for the internet, you know, because, and the reason I said it is musically, because you have so many choices of radio stations to listen to. If you don't want to hear a song on one, or you don't like the type of music they're playing, you can always switch to another station.
Sure.
And if whatever your type of music you like, if that station ain't fully in your area or in a given area, you don't like their music, then you can find another station that you may like better.
Obviously. And that goes without saying. But the real challenge for online broadcasters and online streamers, if they don't have a terrestrial counterpart, is getting the word out that they're there, because no one has ever gone to Google and searched for something they've never heard of. So the real challenge, if you're online, sure, you can offer anything, but getting people to know you're there becomes very difficult.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it does.
So. That's the challenge. And anybody who can find a way to change that is going to be wealthy beyond belief.
Yeah, that is true. And, you know, there's going to come a day. You know, right now you have to, a lot of people are using them as their go-to phones, these cell phones, you know, and you have to keep them things charged.
Well, obviously. Yes, at the moment.
Yeah,
yes,
I have an internet phone.
Right.
And the reason being, in an emergency, I don't want to have to rely on that phone that I have to keep charged. But there's going to come a day when cell phones, you will not have to worry about having them charged.
Well, absolutely. But that's that's the holy grail, cold fusion and technology that will allow us to do all sorts of things indefinitely at no charge. I don't know how close we are to that, but you're right. I won't be here to see it, but absolutely that'll be solved.
Yes, that will be. And you know, like for emergencies and all that
obviously all of that. But, you know, it'll be slower than it otherwise would, because the people who are getting wealthy over the current paradigm are going to stop any incursion into something that would break up their dynasty. So that's always been the way. So it'll be slower because of social engineering than because of technical prowess. But you've ended the half hour, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. 888-876-5593. We'll get to Bruce and Elwood. There's room for you, too, on WGN Radio.
Fee-fa-foo-fum-a, fum-fum-a, fum-fum-a, fum-fum-a.
A sweet little kiss when we embrace, a pretty little smile that's always on your face, some cute little shoes to make your feet look neat, some pretty little dancing steps on your little feet, and that's all,
that's all,
well that's all,
that's all
I want,
that's all I want.
A pretty little wiggle, baby, when you walk. A pretty little giggle, baby, when you talk. A pretty little wrinkle, baby, in your smile. A pretty little twinkle, baby, in your eye. That's all, well, that's all, all I want. Well, a pretty little dress to make you show your size. A cute little smirk that's rid of all of the guys. A pretty little dress to make you look so neat. A pretty little voice to make you smile so neat.
Radio. I'm Robin James. More Bobby Day. That's all I want. 1959 on Class. Yes. And John came in here. I saved you from a caller. And apparently somebody wanted to argue about the value of a number of performers. You got to understand, I think they are all valuable and talented. And I am not in any way diminishing anyone who can sell a million copies of anything. There are a million buyers. I'm not one of them. Music is a personal taste. And I think John said one of his examples was The Doors, and I forgot the other one, but I thought, yeah, no. And again, terrific in terms of their ability to succeed and entertain and just keep me out of the room. Yeah, just not my stuff. So that's the bumpers are mine, and I share them occasionally with your requests, providing I like them enough to play them. That's the way that is, but in no way to take away from anybody. But yeah, that's not an argument that we can have because there's nothing to argue. I concede. Great, talented, all that. I don't want to hear them. And again, you know, the best music are the songs that take you where you want to go. I think we all agree with that. Ah, the fight comes in when we decide which ones those are. And I guarantee you, my choice would probably never be yours. All right, so Bruce and Elwood, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Riley. How are you doing?
All right, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Bye.
Good.
We got some medical problems, but we're kind of living with them.
Oh, well, yeah, hopefully manageable.
They are.
Okay.
I actually went into the emergency room. I was having trouble with this hernia, and the surgeons won't touch it.
Ooh.
They said there's just too much. I've had my stomach opened up five times.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's like railroad tracks at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's just such a mess. They said it. Unless they absolutely have to save my life, they're not going in there.
Well, and I can understand that because as much as it would be great to think that it would be successful, the chances are that it might make things worse, and no doctor wants to do that, I hope.
But I'm getting by. You know what? I saw a funny meme the other day. It said, the older I get, the more I believe that other planets are using Earth as an insane asylum.
Well, yeah, it's certainly prison planet. I would tend to agree with that. Yeah. Well, those who are into spirituality and all that stuff and all those, you know, mediums and near-death experience people and all that, they all kind of concur that choosing Earth is one of the hardest incarnations. So I have no idea if they're right. I guess we don't know that till we leave. But the consensus is that this is a tough walk in the park.
The thing I want to talk to you about, I was messing around on YouTube the other night, and this thing came up with this girl, and she's a young girl. Her name is Lucy.
Oh, yeah. British.
Have you seen her?
Well, you know, here again.
I know it's not your music.
Yeah, oh, God, isn't it? And, you know, interestingly, she tries to play like Stevie Wonder doing I Wish, and it's like, how the hell can you make that sound like it's classical? But here's the thing. Here's the thing. It doesn't matter that I don't want to hear her play. It's an amazing story because this is a blind and autistic girl who otherwise would be, you know, sadly shunted by society, who has a talent that's literally second to none. And she won one of those TV talent shows, you know, how they have.
Yeah, Channel 4.
Yeah, right. And I think they called it The Piano or something. But yeah, so she won that. And then as of the last 6 months, they released an album on her. You know, she appeared at the king's coronation and all that kind of stuff. And there's absolutely no doubt that this young lady is talented in ways that the rest of us probably will never be. And really what it is a testament to is that we look at people who are different and sometimes think that they're less than us or they're less intelligent or they're less this or whatever. But the reality is that everybody's talents are different. And as she's proving, she has talents that most of us will never come close to having. And good for her.
Well, that's why I just thought, because you have so many blind, hearing or sight impaired people that listen to you, that some of them may want to listen to.
Yeah, and she,
I am not into that music at all.
Right.
I'm country and western.
Right.
But to watch her
absolutely and get into it. And she does have a wide repertoire. But like I say, when you start to listen to it, and if you're listening to I Got Rhythm or I Wish, you kind of think, gee, I don't know, how do you put a classical twist on that? Well, you know,
but she plays. She plays way better than Stevie Wonder or Ray Charles.
Well, you know,
if you watch her play,
I absolutely have. You know,
did you see how she learned?
In terms of
her teacher played, and she can't verbalize. All she could do is put her hands on top of his and follow his fingers.
Right, and that's all she needed to do.
And while she's playing, she has to drop a thumb down every now and then, if you watch her play, to find the back of the keys.
Oh, that's interesting. No, I haven't. And then
if she loses her landmark, the only landmark she has is her foot on the pedal.
Right.
That's the only way she knows where the thing is. So she'll reach up. She was playing a grand piano, and she would reach up and touch the back of the keyboard, and she could tell where get her landmarks back again.
Yeah, and it's interesting because she started, you know, below 5 years old. She was a toddler, and it was a British charity actually that got her together with her teacher. I think it's Amber Trust, but wonderful to see. And I think it's a private charity, and that's just terrific. And
it's actually one of the Queen's charities.
Yeah, well, there you go. And they have a number of them, and yeah, so good.
I just thought it was amazing. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
She was actually born with cancer in her eyes.
Well, on both of them, she had retinoblastoma in both eyes. I know.
And then she has something I don't understand. Do you know what a repeating 16th chromosome is?
Yeah, you know, this gets into where the whole genre of neurodivergent, as they say, and it's the spectrum. You know, it can be everything from unresponsive autism to on. So that's what that is. And, you know, like I say, sadly, society very often winds up casting such people aside. And when you have a duplication of a chromosome like that, it can be a physical manifestation. It can be, obviously developmental as well, because when you're talking about the brain, and from what I understand, her brain is very divergent, as it were. It's terrific that she has this talent and she's sharing it. And, so great, you know, like you say, probably you and I won't be in the audience, but it does remind us that,
I would be in the audience.
Would you? No, I wouldn't
just
probably.
Because I'm so amazed about it.
And I am amazed as well. But as I say, I think the biggest takeaway,
her fingers, when she can't see the piano, when she finds her landmarks to know where the keys are.
Yeah.
Because I have no musical talent at all. I mean, I took drums and I couldn't even play the drums.
Right.
So to see someone who can play like that and not even know be able to see the keys.
Yeah.
And she plays the white keys and the black, you know, she goes back and forth. And
yeah.
Like I said, you'll watch her thumb every now and then. She'll drop her thumb back to find where the back of the keys are.
Right. And there are a number of wonderful blind pianists. I mean, that's not terribly unusual, but she's,
no,
she's,
no.
In fact, my favorite was the Brazilian Manfredo Fest. But sadly, he's no longer with us, but I thought he was just terrific. But in any event, she's dealing with a lot more than blindness, including, I believe she's nonverbal. But again, I hope the takeaway, whether we like the music or we don't, that isn't the point. The takeaway is that, don't discount people because they're wired differently than we are. Very few of us are ever going to have this level of talent when it comes to the piano.
I just found it. It came up by accident on my, I was just going through YouTube and I just couldn't believe that, the people even... She was playing in a mall. That was the first one. And all the people are standing in the mall looking at her, and nobody's going to think she's going to play like that when she sits down.
Well, of course. Of course.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, so, she's all over the internet now, and like I say, a lot of TV and playing for the King, and then now the CD is out or whatever. You know, I don't even know anymore how people release music. Whatever it is, it's out.
Yeah.
So it all passed me by years ago. What do I know? But yeah, that's terrific. I'm glad you brought it up. I think there's a lot of people who, if they don't know about Lucy, may want to check her out because it is amazing to watch.
Even if you only watch one song one time, it's just amazing to see someone like that play like that.
Yeah.
All righty.
All right, good deal. Thanks.
You guys have a good night, and I'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah, we have, you know, 46 chromosomes. It's a pair of 23. And occasionally things will happen like a duplication where there's an extra copy. And it depends on which chromosome to how it's going to affect. But I think the reason it came up that Lucy is chromosome 16 is most of that would be brain, you know, development delay, learning difficulties, you know, some birth defects as well. But clearly she's doing very well. I hope internally she's as happy as she's making some people around her. So you never know in those kind of situations, sadly. 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, if it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine. We're going to get to Fran's request. That's right. Fran found the song she was looking for, and when she did, oh, yeah, okay. So we will be playing it. And it should have been a hit. It's been out about 9-10 years, though, so I guess its days of that are probably numbered, but you may enjoy it anyway. I think it's a great song. All right, before we get to that, let me mention the CC Radio Solar Now with Bluetooth. I love this radio because it is the will work no matter what radio, and that is nice. It's also pretty good looking. It's about the size of a brick. It's white. It's got a digital readout, and that's really great. But sure, you can get an AC adapter. Sure, you can put in the batteries, a couple of AA alkaline batteries. That's no problem. Sure, you can put it in a windowsill and use solar power. But when all else fails, you've done absolutely none of that? Well, there's a little hand crank on the back. Hand crank it for about 30 seconds. It'll play for 30 minutes, and it's got a built-in LED flashlight as well. So let's face it, when it comes to an emergency, what are you looking for? You're looking, the lights are out, it's at night, you're looking for a flashlight, maybe you're looking for a radio. Well, with the CC Radio Solar, you will have both. The built-in LED flashlight is really going to work for you. It's got also the ability to charge a cell phone. Now, you're not going to bring it up to full charge speed or even close to that, but it can store enough energy to bring your dead phone battery back to make that important call, which you might need. It's got 5-1 touch memory, superior reception, because you know that's the deal. Everything Bob Crane has developed has terrific AM and FM reception. And even though it's designed to be an emergency radio, and like I say, will play no matter what at any time, its form and its function invite you to use it daily. It's a great little radio. So it's got AM, it's got FM, it's got the weather band and weather alerts from NOAA, and it even doubles as a Bluetooth speaker for your favorite radio shows, podcasts, and music, and the sound is just wonderful. So check it out, the CC Radio Solar BT. Now, if for some reason you can't go online to ccradio.com, well, you can give them a call. I've got the world's best customer service. They're there even as we speak, 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. They'll answer all your questions. They'll send you out a hard copy of the catalog in the mail, and you can even order by phone if you like. But if you can go online, I suggest you do that. Oh, for quickest shipping, sure, you can do the Amazon or the REI. But before you get to that, go to ccradio.com, because not only will you get great information about all the wonderful C. Crane products, but great information about radio as well. It's just a resource as far as that goes. And it's the CC Radio Solar BT, ccradio.com. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
Turned on the TV, watching the news. Is it any wonder we've been fighting the blues? Gotta make us some more new good old days. Honey, grab your jacket, we're going on the town. Have a celebration like there's no one else around. Let's make us some more new good old days. There's too many sad songs, too many reasons to cry. Bummer ain't nothing but a good time passing you by. Go get Uncle Sonny and pull him out of bed. Tell him life is waiting, but it's rolling on ahead. We gotta make us some more new good old days. Don't go bugging Betty, don't you bother Bill. They're busy reconciling up on Cherry Blossom Hill. making them some more new good old days. Too many sad songs, too many reasons to cry.
Too many reasons, way too many reasons.
Bummer ain't nothing but a good time passing you by.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Ancy McLean and the Trailer Park Troubadours, don't you know? That's right. New Good Old Days. And there's an album of the same name. It came out in 2008. And Ancy McLean is, I would say he's a Nashville songwriter, but I know the Tennessean once did an article on him, said he was a Nashville-adjacent songwriter because he lives in Wilson County, just west of the metro, but close in, actually. And he's somewhat of a humorist and the poet laureate of Pine View Heights. Pine View Heights is an imaginary trailer park. And he comes by it naturally. He grew up in hardscrabble environment, basically. It was tough in a trailer park, actually. There were several of them. And in fact, he wasn't homeschooled. He was car schooled. So that gives you an idea. And he's got a Facebook page as well. But Fran heard it on one of the streams online, and of course immediately told me about it, except she couldn't find the song. Well, neither could I. I kept trying, you know, New Good Old Days, and so many things came up that really didn't fit the bill, and as far as that went. And well, one of the reasons, of course, sadly, is that it's you know what, 2008, 17 years old now. So, but he was taking a break for a while, but he is, you know, touring. In fact, he's going to be in his, not far from his neighborhood, he'll be in Mount Juliet, and he had a thing on Facebook saying that that was coming up, and so you got RSVP, though. So if you're near the Nashville area, you can check that out. And yeah, Ancy McLean. Right, indeed. So I'm glad Fran found that. So yes, right now they're not concerts. Go on a field trip with Ancy. Could be fun. All right, so we got two more hours to spend together. I hope you'll join me right here on WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, it was Sherry who said, play some Curtis Mayfield. All right, and tell me about him. Well, I think that's my favorite Curtis Mayfield written song. Girls Are Out to Get You. It was on Mayfield, 1967. But Curtis Mayfield was so much more than that on so many levels. But I must admit that my passion for him was that early 60s soul sound, that he did so many wonderful, wonderful things, and we'll play some of those. But he's a Chicago original. He was born in Cook County General in 1967. 1942 and grew up in the projects, Cabrini-Green most notably. And he went to Wells Community Academy High, but I think he made it through 2 years of that before dropping out. And by the time he was 14, he was singing and he was involved. In fact, he was involved with the Alpha Tones and the Northern Jubilee Gospel Singers and all that kind of stuff. He was a very young child. But then shortly thereafter, he had a friend from high school, Jerry Butler, who had the Roosters with Arthur and Richard Brooks, by the way. And he wrote and composed stuff for that. And ultimately, that was the genesis of the Impressions. And it was probably in 56 when the Roosters really started going. And I'd say that was really his professional start. But here come the Impressions. And, of course, they had some hit singles with Jerry Butler, For Your Precious Love and Come Back, My Love. Then Butler left, which was, you know, happened so often on VJ. And for a minute there, Mayfield left his own group, but then he came back. And actually, he co-wrote and performed on Butler's next hit, which was a Jerry Butler only song, not with the Impressions, He Will Break Your Heart. So, yeah, he was responsible for that, too. And then goes back to the Impressions. They were on ABC, and they were working with Johnny Pate, and probably don't have to explain that. And so, man, I mean, he was just as prolific as it got, whether it was Gypsy Woman or anything else. And in fact, an updated version of Amen, obviously, we talked about the other night, winds up in the movies, which was actually just the start of that. But really, when you get to the mid-60s, now you start to see just a string of Curtis Mayfield records that really are the soundtrack for the civil rights movement. And that sounds like quite the claim, but it's not overstated, period. You know, Keep On Pushing, for instance, you heard that, People Get Ready, It's All Right, you know, and he wound up forming his own label, Curtum, in 68, and the Impressions were on that for a couple of years. You know, he went from really being a pioneering voice in the civil rights movement to being a pioneering voice in the Black Pride movement, which came, you know, directly after that, so to speak. And, you know, he had things like We're a Winner, and you know, which became somewhat of an anthem for Black Power, and much like Keep On Pushing did with regard to the civil rights movement. And he was just prolific. And like I say, not only that, although culturally and historically he will be known for that, but when he was doing Girls Are Out to Get You, the Fascinations, on his own label, Mayfield, that was 67. You know, that was at the same time. He also had Windy Sea, which, of course, we've talked about the Five Stairsteps being on that. Mayfield and Windy Sea were both distributed by Cameo Parkway, for better or worse. And then Curtum was distributed by Buddha, I believe. But, you know, none of these are tremendous distribution deals, which probably somewhat dampened the success of that. But, you know, you go back to 1963, and Jan Bradley, Mama Didn't Lie, he wrote it. He arranged it. What a great song, too. And then he began heavy involvement with OK. Carl Davis was always producing that stuff, and all the Major Land stuff, like he wrote that, and Monkey Time and Rhythm and on and on. And the Walter Jackson stuff, Billy Butler, The Artistics. We could go on and on. And he was, from 63 to 65, it's probably not an overstatement to say he was OK Records. In 1970, he began a solo career. And Curtum released a number of his things, but he still was involved with other acts, whether it was a Linda Clifford or the Natural Four, the Five Stairsteps, or even Baby Huey and the Babysitters, and on and on. Did I mention Gene Chandler? I should have a while ago. You know, then his first solo album was Curtis. It's probably not that well remembered in 1970. It did hit the top 20, but the big thing is, well, where Marvin Gaye's What's Going On was always taught to be the big thing addressing social change, Curtis did that, and did that album before What's Going On. And so then, of course, I don't have to tell you about his involvement in blaxploitation movies and stuff like that, like Superfly and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, all the Freddy's Dead and on and on. And so we could go on and on from there, and anti-war stuff, and, you know, the social aftermath of the Vietnam Vietnam War, and as far as that goes, and you know, whether it's movies or whether it's TV. Or in 1982, he moved to Atlanta, and which is where he ultimately died in 1999. He continued being involved with social activism, continued very much being involved with music, and sadly, in August of 1990, he was on stage in Flatbush in Brooklyn at an outdoor concert. And this was one of those things where the promoter should have closed this concert outdoors, closed this concert for weather, and they didn't. And unfortunately, stage lighting, high winds and all that fell on him. And he was just walking out on stage when this happened, and sadly it paralyzed him, and from the neck down. And so that's a tough thing to live with in 1990. But he lived 9 years, and health prevented him from doing a lot of things, but not completely from doing music. Now, on top of all the things that come with paraplegia, quadriplegia, is other health related problems. And he was sadly a diabetic, and shortly before he died, he lost a leg, and died in 1999, largely from from diabetes, from complications of that. So, but, you know, he was definitely among the first, if not the first, of the artists who were injecting social commentary into the work, you know, message music, as it was. But again, while he was doing this, he was still doing things like The Fascination. So it was an amazing career all the way around. He had 10 children, 2 marriages, and I think his wife, who was there at the time of his death, 6 of the children were from her. So that pretty much is it. I know in a couple of cases some of his stuff have been listed in the best of all, you know, top songs of all time and things like that, and Library of Congress stuff and all that. But by and large, to me, no, it was Walter Jackson and Gene Chandler and The Impressions and Jan Bradley and, like I say, The Fascinations and Major Lance. Yeah. All right, so that's all I can tell you about Curtis Mayfield. And since I'm talking to Chicago, I can almost bet there are a number of people listening who know so much more than I do. I just know what I like. And in fact, speaking of that, we'll hear Major Lance next on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and Major Lance, I'm the one who loves you. And actually, it was I'm the One originally. Yeah, the Who Loves You came on some of the reissues. But I'm the One, 1963 on OK, and it was an EP. It had six songs, and that was one of them, and I just love that. The Impressions also did a version of that, and others as well. But I thought Major Lance, the definitive version of course, Curtis Mayfield's I'm the One. All right, so 888-876-5593. James on the south side. How's it going, James?
Fine. How are you? Thank you for taking my call. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm here, and that's something. So yes, a number of stories as usual. Which one floated your boat the most?
Okay, about the man who was sunbathing on the beach.
Oh, God, yes. Go for
it. And yeah, and it was sad because, okay, apparently there was some, I noticed in the comments, some tried to blame him, like supposedly sitting too close, but then some said we blamed the driver, but then others noted that there was no real signage to say where the road ended and the beach began.
All right, well, let's back up and talk about what happened here. So this is Ormond Beach, Florida, the Gold Coast right there, southern Florida, where a Florida man is minding his own business, sunbathing on the beach, when a woman drives over him in a Jeep. And so, he's screaming. Well, obviously, he's screaming bloody murder. And he was a 33-year-old guy from Ocala and lying face down in the sand. There he is. Actually, Ormond Beach is a little north of Daytona Beach, so central Florida, but on the Gold Coast, nonetheless. So here comes a Jeep, and he sustains a broken femur, fractures in his right forearm, third-degree burns, and a cracked pelvis. Obviously, he's taken to the hospital and is in stable condition. Now, the driver was a 61-year-old Floridian, a woman, attempting to back into a parking spot when she accidentally crossed over travel lines. And she backed up on him. And so, and she's saying, well, I got a Jeep a couple of weeks ago. It was always something I wanted to do. Yeah, right. All of a sudden, and then the guy's saying, all of a sudden, it's a tire going over my head. I'm just laying face first, crying and screaming. Well, firstly, you really got to wonder. I haven't seen this particular beach. I saw this story in the newspaper and heard it on the radio. But it seems to me like there should, forget signage, there should be some barrier between where you can park, you know, and where you can sunbathe.
Yeah, because either make it where the sunbathers aren't that close.
Well, you know, they have on the beach where you can drive on some things, but I'm not thinking about one of those things. I mean, again, this is the case where this woman is backing up into a parking space. How can you possibly be that close to somebody?
Yeah, that is a little scary.
Well, and of course, you probably read this as well, that the story ended with saying that this wasn't a one-off. There have been seriously injured and numerous vehicle-related accidents on beaches in this region over the past year. They say involving elderly beachgoers and teenagers, but no, forget about elderly beachgoers and teenagers. You normally think you're lying on the beach that it's not possible that somebody is going to back over you.
Right, that you're going to become literally roadkill,
right.
but not by your own volition.
Right, and the woman said, there's nothing that tells you this is as far as cars go toward the beach. There is absolutely nothing. And so I would think, especially when they're, and this is Volusia County, when they're saying that there have been multiple incidences of this kind, that they would fix this.
Yeah, but unfortunately...
Yeah, well... There you go.
Yeah, unfortunately, so. Yeah. And it's just something, okay, usually things get fixed after something.
Well, yeah,
like
but usually it doesn't have to be this many. So,
yeah.
You know, who knows? And that's the deal there. Now, of course, tons of food recalls. It's getting downright dangerous as far as that goes to eat anything. And so now frozen soups and bowls recalled for contamination with wood. Okay, so
yeah.
So now I admit I don't know much about food assembly lines. I can't believe there isn't one involved in this story, but wood? Hang on a minute. We'll leave you in the wood right there and pick it up right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Just proves you wasn't true.
Think nothing about it.
Cause other girls have hurt me too. And when you go, I'll find another like you. There must be a black cloud hanging over my head. That's the way the saying goes.
Oh.
Never any good luck
are just always bad, and I take it from me, cause I love. But this girl I love, she was different,
different.
At least that's what she led me to believe. She took all of my faith and left me in disgrace. Now I stand here once more hurt terribly. But darling, think nothing about it. You've hurt me so what? It just proves you wasn't true.
Think nothing about it.
Cause again, have hurt me too. You only prove you're no exception to the rule.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. More Curtis Mayfield. He wrote it, of course. Several artists did it, but that was Gene Chandler doing Think Nothing About It. What a fine song that is, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. And that was 1964 on Constellation. All right, so we're talking with James on the South Side, and we mentioned cilantro, so, and, you know, wood in cilantro. So I did some investigating on this, by the way, James, and the first thing I found out is that, you know, when you see a brand like Campbell's, you kind of think that they're making this stuff. You know, maybe you dream of a big vat of soup in Camden, New Jersey. Well, this is not true. Other people make the stuff. Now, in the case of this particular soup and product, and it's cilantro, Request Foods made it. Now, Request Foods is in Holland, Michigan, and they are huge, absolutely huge. They've been around since the latter 80s, and I think actually it was formed in 1990 after some other things had been sold and all that. So they've got a huge facility in Holland, Michigan, and they make all sorts of stuff. Now, the thing is, they don't tell you how they source this stuff. So you say, all right, where did they get the cilantro? Well, you know that in Holland, Michigan, they don't walk out their door and there's a cilantro field. It came from somewhere, and it could have been virtually anywhere. So as far as cilantro with wood, the added ingredient that no one was expecting, we don't know where it came from. They're not talking.
And cilantro is considered somewhat controversial, although it's a good ingredient, it's just controversial.
How so?
Well, apparently part of it is because its texture sometimes lends it to being something like a little bit stiff at times. If you get it, like, it's like it hasn't had a chance to mature, that sort of thing. It's kind of like bulky. Let's put it
all
that
right
way.
Yeah. Well, I'd say India, China, Mexico. Those are the largest players probably in cilantro. But you know, the former Soviet Union, South America, Central America, California, for God's sakes, the Caribbean, and I think California leads the U.S. cilantro production. But we know they're not sitting there in Holland, Michigan. They're getting them somewhere. It's not just any one product, but we think when we're seeing, you know, like the Lean Cuisine, that some company named Lean Cuisine or Stouffer's is making it. Au contraire, not true. And it really makes you wonder. I know nothing about food production other than what you see on television or whatever, read in articles. And I wonder how much of this, apart from what are these ingredients, how much of this is robotic? You know, when you hear about, and some of the articles you sent in the last month alone, whether it's metal shavings or wood or what have you, it seems that there is lead. That was my favorite, actually, Target with lead and stuff. You got to wonder, is this robotics at work? I don't know.
Oh, I have an interesting story about one time. I had bought some Parker House at one time. I think it was sausages, and we happened to, and it turned out it was part of a thing that usually is part of like the extruder part, that where the sausage gets extruded into the case, and the case sits on there, and well, it taken the part that it shouldn't have taken was in with the sausage.
Right. Right. And it's truly frightening. And most of us, you know, don't have the time to cook things from scratch at home. And we sort of put our faith into things that sometimes I wonder, how much faith should we have in any of this? Might look like a pretty package, but what's the rest of the story?
Yeah, and anyway, okay, the long story short about that was That turned out good because the company was real apologetic and they gave us some. Yeah, because it had basically had been like a error where the thing fell off of the machine that actually did it.
Oh God! Well, and by the way, I think the intention of these companies is all good. I haven't seen anybody who is trying to poison anybody or do anything. All of them are ready to make it good, whatever it is. But it's just alarming how much there is of it lately. The Target story was about baby food, as you know, 25,000 packages of baby food that possibly contain elevated levels of lead. And this was a Miami-based company that was making it. And again, the companies that make it are not the names of the companies that are on the label. And I think,
yeah, it's like what we call subcontract.
Yes, yes, exactly. And so, and that's especially true, obviously, with the in-house brands, because let's face it, you know, Target or Kroger or whoever, they're not in the business of making food. Selling it, yes. Making it, no. And so apparently, Fruselva, which is the Miami company that made the possibly lead-enhanced, shall we say, baby food, apparently made it for Target's Good and Gather baby pea, zucchini, kale, thyme, and all that. But you start to read the rest of it, and they're making it for a lot of companies. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
And it happens a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
And, okay, like years ago, there was like, of course, then, okay, now you might wonder, might say, well, you don't hear about sweepstakes or things in certain food things. Remember, Kraft had that disastrous thing where they had the wrong thing labeled that was supposed to be the winner.
Right.
Yeah. I noticed they almost never, they might have little things like stores, but they try to make certain, I guess you could say, that everything is as it should be, at least they try.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. Always always interesting. You know, a good friend of mine recently, in the last couple days, actually, had been talking about, you know, gee, I don't know what to do to lose weight. And I said, I don't know. Just read the stories that are running across my desk. You'll never eat again.
Now, of course, we won't go. I guess we could go into about the family that cremated and held a funeral for a loved one, only to find out that wasn't their loved one.
Oh, yeah.
Alive, very much alive. So a question, of course, becomes is, who was that?
Well, or what was that?
Yeah.
Because you read so many about them, about dogs and cats, like that poor guy who just picked up the urn of his beloved dog, and then animal control calls to say that his dead dog is found on the side of the road.
Yeah, that just simply makes you ask the question of... Okay, what else can go wrong?
Everything.
Of course, we say, you're going, okay, when they say, oh, we can make things better by streamlining. I'm like wondering, if you make things better by streamlining, what is going to be left out?
Yeah.
Who is checking who?
Yeah, exactly. Always good to hear from you. Thank you, thank you.
Okay, you have a nice evening.
All right, you too. Yeah, it is frightening about the food things, especially if you're being health conscious for a reason. You know, you've got something going on and you're saying, I really need to watch what I'm eating. If you're not making it from scratch, how do you know? And, you know, I guess you can do some research, but by and large, it's difficult. Yeah, all right. So 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, if it's on your mind, I'll make sure that it is on mine as well. Otherwise, we'll just continue with more of the news of the weird and another Curtis Mayfield written song. Ooh, one of my favorites, coming up on WGN Radio.
To this world all alone.
That's what mama say. All that shine ain't gold.
People can be mighty cold.
That's what mama say.
Mama said there ain't gonna be any roses popping up to lead the way.
the sun don't shine every day. That's what my mama said. You better take heed to her old ways. Now when you get a woman, make sure that she's mighty nice.
That's what mama said.
Be good to the one, and when day is done, love her with all your might.
That's what mama say.
Mama said there ain't gonna be any roses.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Walter Jackson, and that's what mama say. Yeah, more Curtis Mayfield. He wrote it, of course, 1964 on OK. And actually, he wrote Walter's biggest hit as far as that goes. And yeah, can you name it? It's All Over. All right, so yeah, that's it. Scotty, I loved when Scotty would talk about being backstage when Walter Jackson was singing, because Walter was a fairly diminutive guy who had polio as a kid and walked on crutches and would be on stage with the crutches. And yeah, apparently when he would emote and get into a song, everybody was worried that he was going to fall backwards and fall over. Far as I know, he never did. Sadly, died 45 years old in 1983. And I think it was a cerebral hemorrhage was the deal, sudden. So that was the deal. But he was on OK. And then he was later on Cotillion, a subsidiary of Atlantic, and all that. But strangely, as far as chart records, of course, I say It's All Over the biggest, and it really is in many ways. But as far as just actual sales, when he was on Cotillion, they did a version of Morris Albert's Feelings that apparently got to number 9 on the R&B charts, and that probably outsold everything else. Scary. All right, yeah, absolutely scary. Fran is in Austin. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh my God, Feelings. That is scary.
I'm telling you, yeah. And to have that be your biggest, you know, that's got to be embarrassing.
Yeah. I'm on the show. Gary thought I was talking to him.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
He's a little bit behind me in the stream, and mm-hmm. so he didn't realize it. And so he thought I said something. He's going, huh? Yeah. And I keep tapping him like, no. Shh.
So you heard Antsy, I hope.
Yes, I did. I was surprised that it was as old as it is.
Yeah.
I thought it was something that was pretty recent, because to me, I find it so fitting right now.
Exactly. It is fitting.
You know,
but no.
So many people just, you know, no matter what side of the political spectrum you're on or what, you know, things are changing so much for everybody.
Yes, yes. You're right. Everybody's in a state, so it would make sense. But no, 17 years shows you that nothing changes.
Yeah, and I was thinking about how, you know, I used to like to get the mail. Now I hate to get the mail, because I think, okay, what's going to fall on my head next?
Because exactly.
I start to come up for one thing and something else happens, and I'm not the only one, and I know it.
No, you're 100% right. That's what I say. Everybody right now is living on their last nerve, and that's what makes it so frightening, because some people start to act out in totally inappropriate ways. But that feeling, that pent-up feeling, I think is almost universal at this point.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's gotten so bad where I can hardly go out anymore unless I absolutely have to.
Yeah.
And it's just because it's so stressful. And it's sometimes like, I don't know how things work anymore. How does this work now?
Yeah. Oh, I understand completely. Eventually, you might get to my place, which is, oh, screw it all. You know,
yeah.
The hell with it all. I don't care. Next.
I'm working on that.
Yeah.
You know, that is one of my goals, although I can't do that on some things, and so I have to say, okay, now this you have to deal with. But, you know,
yeah, but 99% of the stuff you don't.
Yeah, you know, and I try not to, but it seems like, you know, but it is, I you know, it sounds like a song that is just so appropriate for now. It's my... If I had the 45, it would be one of those. You ever get a 45 that you love so much that you play it like 15 times in a row?
Yeah.
You know, and drive everybody around you crazy.
Well, I'll tell you never have the 45 because they never released it on 45. It was an album, but the album was the same name, New Good Old Days.
Yeah, I got to find it. I heard you say that. Yeah, yeah. No, I know they didn't put it on 45.
Well, but
it's the kind of thing that if they did, I would play it 15 times in
well,
a row.
Well, the entire album is on YouTube. And I think New Good Old Days is the killer cut from it. I really do. But you can hear the entire album right on YouTube. It's all there.
I've heard a couple of them, I think, come through that I think are from, I think there was one they did, My Baby Whistles When She Walks.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
I'm not sure if that was them or not. I didn't check the artist name, but it sounds like them. And it's about a woman who's got a lot of body piercings.
Right.
So,
right.
You know. My baby whistles when she walks.
Right, right.
But,
that, absolutely.
A
and yeah,
of,
that,
a lot of funny
That was him, and I think that was an album in 2011. And I'm not sure, but it might have been listed just as the Trailer Park Troubadours.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, my baby.
Yeah, that's
why
one of the reasons I couldn't find it, because I remember one day I was sitting here listening to Apple Music, and a lot of times the songs will come up that I haven't heard before, and I'll see what they are, and I'll add them to my favorites.
Right.
You used to just be able to play your favorites. Now you can't do that anymore.
Well, I'm sure there's some copyright thing in that.
Well, they want you to play their stations, and I have a station that's, you know, my name. You know,
okay.
Brand station, pretty much. But they can also put stuff in there that they think I might like.
Yeah.
You know, which is nice in a way, because that's how I found that, because I'd never heard of them before. And, you know, so that came in. I'm like, oh, that is, you know, I love that. And it really kind of picks me up when I'm feeling, you know, really blue.
Yeah.
So... you know, it's like trying to give me kind of a mental kick in the rear. Come on, get up, do this.
Yeah.
You can make it. You'll be okay. You know. But anyway, I'm glad you like it, and
yeah.
I will look for the rest of the album.
Oh yeah,
and
check it out.
All this stuff about food. Oh my God, I'm surprised I'm still here, because I pretty much live on.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I relate. And the other thing is, like, they always tell you on, like, the pre-wash, no, you should always pre-wash it anyway. Well, I never do. So it's a wonder.
I mean, that's the whole purpose
well,
of buying
right.
it in a bag. If I wanted to pre-wash it, I'd buy a head of lettuce.
Thank you very much. Exactly. I'm done. That's right. I rest my case, Your Honor. You betcha. But, yeah. No, I know.
Not only that, if I buy the stuff to make a salad... Half of it goes bad because I don't use it all
right.
in due time.
Well, exactly.
And so it's just easier for me to dump it into a bowl and dump another bowl of vegetables in with that bowl
right.
of vegetables.
Right, right, exactly. Well, we're still here. So obviously it's not too crazy, but it does make you wonder. The wood does not sound appetizing.
No. And right now I'm supposed to be eating soft foods, and I'm not sure what all that...
Hang on a minute. Don't go away.
Okay.
And we'll figure out what's going on. Soft foods. I can't imagine what this is about, but we'll find out right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Mama didn't lie. She didn't lie. Mama didn't lie. She didn't lie. Here comes that boy at the screen. By every boy, will they all? Do they got will be caught by the wind?
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, 1963 on Chess. Jan Bradley, Mama Didn't Lie. Yeah, Curtis Mayfield wrote it. Loved it the minute it came out. Remember where I was the first time I heard about 11:30 at night, 1963. This came on. I was, what is that? And, yeah, had to find out. And, of course, thank God it became a hit, so it was easy to find. All right, so we're talking to Fran and Austin. What do you mean, soft foods? What's going on now?
First of all, I love that song. I've even requested it a couple of times.
Oh,
anyway.
Good. Yeah, I do, too. That's Curtis Mayfield at his finest, yes.
Yeah, Mama didn't lie, but daughter didn't always listen.
Yeah, right. So much for staying in your class, yes.
Exactly. But anyway, I'm not sure. It's like she didn't really specify other than saying, you know, eat things like yogurt and soft foods and nut and bland.
You don't know why? Wait a minute. Somebody told you to do this and you didn't find out why?
Oh, I know why. I didn't want to go into the whole
All right. At least you've got a reason. It wasn't advice just to be taken lightly.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to cut to the chase and spare the audience all the gory details.
Yeah, right. Got it. Absolutely. Okay, so soft foods are in order. Don't eat Jell-O. But other than that, I guess there's a lot of soft foods when you get right down to it.
Well, but I'm thinking, okay, you know, but I'm also diabetic, and so I would say, oh, soft food, ice cream.
Yeah, right. No.
You know.
Yeah.
But the perverse thing is that, of course, I'm sitting here now, and I can have soft food. I mean, I bought some soup and some cans and stuff like that. Yum.
Yeah.
And, of course, I go and hide when Gary eats his dinner, you know.
Yeah, because he's eating all sorts of lovely things, I'm sure, yes.
Yeah, although he's real nice. I mean, he doesn't, you know...
Doesn't throw it in your face, yeah.
No, he does not, but, you know... And besides, I do all the cooking, so if he wants... He's got to either eat what I have or... Well, we have some frozen dinners that I can't have right now that I love. But anyway, but I'm trying to think, okay, eggs, yogurt...
Right.
Mashed potatoes, but I'm not going to make mashed potatoes. Just, you know, the instant things are horrible.
There's actually one brand that isn't, strangely enough. It's from one of those health food stores. I don't know if they've got any where you are, Sprouts. And
We got Sprouts.
Okay, well, Sprouts, their in-house brand. Here's what you do to it. Firstly, use three times the amount of butter they call for, no matter what it is. And then
I always do.
And then skip the water. Just use almond milk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And actually, it's one of those Kroger brands of like Simple Truth. I look for the almond milk that has no sweetener in it or anything like that. And all almond milk is not created equally because some of it, when you try to cook with it, it just turns into oil. This is not pretty. But
ew.
Yeah, exactly. But there are brands, and like I say, I think it's Simple Truth or whatever, unsweetened almond milk. And so you just use that. Don't use any water. Just use the butter, that, and the and it tastes really good.
Huh, okay, and it's better than regular milk? It tastes better than regular milk?
For whatever reason, in this recipe, I think it does. But you can try it. Now, I've tried it with everything, you know, so you can, but,
yeah.
Right, and that's the one that, you know, it was a shock to me, but, you know, because after all, who's ever milked an almond? But for whatever reason, the unsweetened almond milk just for this particular thing is the hot ticket. But sure, you can try whole milk. Never get any of that 2% garbage. You know, it got to be whole milk.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, absolutely.
I might as well drink water. Right. I'm going to drink that.
Exactly
that
right.
Water. Forget
that,
it.
That's right.
You know,
and you know
that's of course what they want me to have. You
right.
Know, but.
Oh, well, I know. And you know, you keep telling them the fish swim in it, but it doesn't impress them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I understand.
But I've had to drink so much water lately because this problem that I have has gotten me so dehydrated that I've had to go to the hospital twice. So
oh,
it's like,
God.
I have to drink water, like it or not.
I'm pretty bad at getting the required amount because it's supposed to be, you know, twice your body weight in ounces is what you're supposed to drink every day.
Oh, my goodness, that's a lot of water.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess it depends how heavy you are. But the deal is that I was not good at it. And actually, one of my doctors had a suggestion that seems to work. And she said, here's the deal. On the top of every hour, drink 10 nice, healthy sips, or drink it sipping for 10 seconds straight. Then don't do it till the next hour. And I thought, my God, I've gone through enough water this way.
I will try that.
Yeah. Yeah, it really worked. It surprised me. Because I said, you know, the water will be right next to me. It'll be right next to me when I get up. And that same water is right next to me when I go to sleep. And so she gave me the 10-second water trick. And sure enough, you know, you do it like it's medicine.
Yeah. Of course, I drink bottled water. And I worry about getting the plastic, but...
Well, right.
I got to get a new filter for my faucet and yada, yada, yada.
Right. And then if you go for certain type of water filtration, you're actually filtering out all of the minerals and all that stuff, the reverse osmosis stuff. Then you have to add them back in and all that. But
I like the stuff that kind of tastes like spring, that's supposed to be spring water.
Yeah,
whether or
right.
not it is, I don't know, but at least it has a little flavor to it.
Right. Well, but I got a bunch of glass bottles. I'm very big on glass. And when I'm in Globe, I'm in Clover because I have so much water filtration in Globe, it's not funny. I have tens of thousands of dollars worth of water filtration. So I know
wow.
that there's, yeah, oh, please, you have not, oh, that killed me. But there's nothing in my water, you know. And but when I'm in Scottsdale, I'm at the mercy, and they don't fluoridate it, which is a good thing because I will not drink anything that has fluoride in it. But I keep it in the glass bottles. The only thing is you have to wash the glass bottles or they develop like fungus. But I got
Austin,
away from the plastic.
Austin water isn't as bad as some. California water's worse.
Do they fluoridate it?
I don't know. I never found out. I just, you know, I don't know much about that other than there was a big hoo-ha about it.
Yes,
when I was a kid.
Yes, they began adding fluoride to their water February 2nd, 1973.
Hmm.
Well, I wouldn't, but you can. Yeah.
Well, mostly I drink bottled anyway, and who knows what's in that either.
Well, the thing to bottles is never, ever reuse those bottles. And for any reason, do not reuse the bottle. The other thing is...
Oh, God, I used to do that all the time.
Do not reuse the bottle. That's how it's going to leach the things you don't want in it. The next thing is make sure if it's been exposed to extreme heat or cold that you throw it out.
Oh, my God, I'm doing everything wrong. I used to stick them in the freezer so they'd be nice and cool for my choir rehearsal.
Yeah, that's great, except if you're worried about the plastic leaching. Now, if you're not worried about that, go do anything you want. But if you're worried about the plastic leaching, do not reuse the bottle and don't get it near extreme temperatures.
Oh, okay.
You know, and so that's the... Apparently, Austin had quite the loud discussion on... In 2015 on fluoride, but they decided in their Austinite wisdom that it would remain. Say, it's good for our teeth. Come on, the Nazis invented it. Come on. You know, but...
Right.
Yeah, you know, read. But apparently no. So, yes, Austin and Cedar Park have active fluoridation programs. Now, the cities of Round Rock and Georgetown do not.
Oh, okay. Well,
so I guess you can go to Round Rock and drink their water. But
unfortunately, I'm kind of stuck in Austin because they have the services I need. We thought about moving somewhere else in Texas, but as far as paratransit and other services that we need to survive,
we're
better off here.
Right.
It's a shame because I really would like to move out of here.
Right, exactly. And unfortunately, the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex is just so spread out, it becomes very difficult. And probably San Antonio doesn't have the services you need.
I don't know. Places have paratransit, but it closes at 5 o'clock.
Well, right. Or again, when they're really spread out, it goes to this point and not further. You know, that kind of thing.
Right. You know, I mean, there have been times when I've taken scenic tours of Austin for 2 to 3
hours. well, you know.
I just want to go. And it's always when I really need sleep.
Right. Right. Yeah. Oh, no. Capital Metro. We could talk all night about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, well, I will hang up and let somebody else
good
talk.
Yes, good deal. Good to talk to you. Thanks, Fran.
All right,
okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, so I have to make a list of soft food. I'll have to think of better ones. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. All right, Laura in Des Plaines, welcome back to WGN Radio.
That man who called last week about his granddaughter being abducted.
Yes, Sam.
Did he ever call back?
No, and I'm glad you mentioned it. But Sam, yes, his granddaughter was abducted. It was a familial custodial abduction from Milwaukee. Sam, if you're listening, would you please call? Because his granddaughter, Emery, I'm sure that she's back, but I'd like him to tell us that.
Yeah, I searched on the internet. I couldn't find anything.
No, well, the problem, I searched that night, too, and Milwaukee, in their Amber Alerts, won't release one when it's custodial like that, when it's familial, unless there is reason to believe that.
Yeah, I thought maybe it would just make the regular news or
no,
something.
No, no, unless there would have been reason to believe there was imminent danger of death, they don't do anything like report it. So
hopefully news is good news.
Yeah, I want to know. So, Sam, I hope you're listening. Let us know.
Yeah, and one other thing, Miss Raleigh.
Yes.
Now, what did you say to your listeners the other night? If you don't like my trivia questions, go after Laura.
Yeah. Well, no, I also said I took full responsibility for the questions, and actually the parliament was gotten, as you probably heard, so that was very nice.
And and the cheese wheel, that took a couple weeks.
Wheel did, yes, absolutely. No, so those were excellent. I play with them till I can come up with a way that they're not findable on Google, and actually the cheese wheel question was not findable as long as I didn't call it a cheese wheel. When I just called it cheese.
Yeah, you have to play around with the wording.
Yeah, exactly. So, right. So yes, that's fine. But no, much appreciated, all of it. Absolutely. Thank you.
Just teasing you, though.
Oh, that's fine. But I did. I made a disclaimer, say I was fully to blame.
Okay, fair enough.
Right,
but anyway, my thoughts are with Sam and Emery.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Okay, bye. All right, so what's the deal, Sam? Come on. All right. Well, maybe Sam is out celebrating with the family because Emery's home. I don't know. I do want to know, but I'm 99.9% sure that ended well. I just, and obviously the authorities thought so too, or they would have done an Amber Alert, but they didn't. Eduardo is in Tampa. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, good evening, Raleigh. This is, remember last week I was telling you about that sleep study. So finally got that done.
Good. So
yesterday, and I got calcificated.
Okay.
They sent me an email just this evening.
Good. So what are the results?
They don't really give me any, other than asking me questions. Because remember I told you last week that in the morning and in the afternoon, I get these email diaries.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell you what time you went to sleep.
Right.
Did you take a nap? Did you take caffeine, alcohol, even marijuana, stuff like that. And then yesterday, they came and obviously they picked up the watch because I was wearing a watch.
Right.
They picked up the iPad.
Yeah.
I was doing mental exercises. There were eight of them for a week.
Okay.
And yesterday, they took a hair sample. They drew blood.
Okay.
I had to put my hands in some carton of ice water.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
What was that for?
What is that thing called? Is that to test tension, like your pressure? I mean, your feelings, your hand feelings. I'm trying to describe it here.
Is this cold press or is this the cardiovascular test? Did you have to put you do it for 1 minute and they're measuring your blood pressure and heart rate?
Yeah, I mean, they checked. Yeah, they did that, yeah.
Yeah, that...
They
that,
drew blood, they...
cold pressure.
EKG. They did an EKG, yeah.
Because
they put wires on my chest. So...
That's interesting, because I didn't realize cold pressure was actually used. I know what they want to do with that is predict hypertension, but I haven't heard that it really does that very well. But
I must have had it in there for maybe a minute, something like that.
That would, yeah.
Yeah.
So that would be cold pressure, but, like I say, I'm no doctor, but I don't know that it has any real meaning. Now, there's also a pain threshold test, but that thing, you'd be in water a lot longer. They also have hot water immersion tests. Oh, my God. But anyway, that's the deal. So they came and picked up this stuff. Now, they're supposed to, at some point, tell you the findings, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to give me any anything like that, but I'll certainly follow up with them about that.
Yeah, what they find out. What they find out about your sleep. Yeah.
Yeah, I do like to keep that, especially since you were since I was wearing a watch.
Right. It was supposed to measure certain things in your sleep, so I'd want to know what they were.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely like follow up with them because it'd be neat to have like something on paper just to keep. Not that it's obligatory, but just to just for record,
Well, sure.
Yeah, I'll definitely follow up on that.
Let us know.
Yeah, it wasn't anything like required or anything that, but I'll definitely follow up with them and I'll let you know if that came. Like, I went to one of the health expos and they put something on my eye, like some kind of camera, and they were testing like the nerve.
Yeah.
So that was pretty neat. And then they sent me an email, and obviously I was able to print that out. So something like that.
Huh.
That'd be pretty neat to do that. Right. I felt like going to. I found them at the senior expo because I took my mother, and I obviously did that last year. So I've been doing it for a year, and it was kind of like quarterly.
Yeah.
For a year. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was neat. Yeah, that's where I found that stuff. So. Yeah, that's me. I like doing all these like volunteer stuff. Like in Chicago, I was doing Wrigley because Wrigley had a research company and they had people go in there, sit at the terminal and taste different types of gum that they were going to throw out there on the market.
Oh, God.
So you had to answer questions like, did you like the flavor, the tenderness, sweetness?
All right.
So you would sit there, and then you would get like a card at the end.
Now, let me ask you: when you do this stuff later down the road, did you ever find out that Wrigley actually released the gum you liked?
I didn't really like
follow it up.
Pay attention to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than these were products that they were testing to see, apparently to see if they would sell
in
the market. Yeah, that's why they. They were checking this.
I wonder.
They get
wonder.
People's viewpoints.
Sure,
yeah.
Absolutely.
I think this is going to be successful. Yeah.
Well, keep me posted. I want to know.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Oh, one more thing.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. Don't go anywhere. And we'll talk about it after the news on WGN Radio.
If you wanted to go way across the water to a rich land and bought diamonds for a quarter, never could you be richer than me. Say, never could you be richer than me. If you were to find a genie in a magic lamp, you could have most anything from money to the rarest stamp. But never could you be happy as me. Say, never could you be happy as me. It's just I'm in love, and it's so very real. I don't plan to change, I need nothing at all. And never for the diamonds.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. More Curtis Mayfield. That's The Impressions. Never Could You Be. ABC Paramount in 1965. That was a great record. The flip side was just as good. In fact, I might play that next coming up. All right, we're talking to Eduardo in Tampa. So back to Eduardo. All right.
Yeah, Raleigh, I'm going to be quick because you got a half an hour to go. But I was just going to mention this guy who did a walk from, I believe it was California to Miami, San Diego to Miami. I saw that in the news.
Uh-huh.
It was pretty interesting. Yeah, so pretty good. I'm a walker myself, so it's great to hear a story like that.
Yeah, now there's more to this story, though, isn't there? In terms of why he did it?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to find, but I could not find it other than seeing it on television over the weekend. But
yeah.
I couldn't find anything else on
it. Yeah, I think the guy was from England. And
okay.
That, you know, and there was a story there, but I think he was, you know, some deal, some vision he had. So I'll have to look.
Raising for mental awareness, possibly.
I don't know.
I did see that, when I was
just the fact that you're doing it, I would think would probably question your sanity. But I don't know. I'll have to look. I don't think he's the only guy who's ever done it. But there was another guy who had done it, I think. But I'm pretty sure this month that guy was a guy from England, and I don't remember what his story was. You know, what the vision was. So I'll have to look for.
Yeah, you can mention it on the air. But
yeah, absolutely. I'll look for that later and find out what heck this vision is. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, I'll call later.
All right,
okay,
good deal.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, there was something there. All right, so 888-876-5593. Let me write that down on something here that I hopefully won't lose. Otherwise, you know, later I can't hold a thought hostage. So San Diego to Miami. Why? Why? Okay. And by the way, as I read this piece of paper that I just wrote that down on, I should mention the new moon is next Sunday, April 27th, 2:31 p.m. Central Time, as far as that goes. So if you're into those prosperity checks, again, not real checks, that would be this Sunday, 2:31 Central. So right before that is the way to do it. All right, Jim is in Richmond. Welcome back to WGN. All right, so how'd you do with voiceover last night? What have we done?
I practiced with it, and I'm frustrated about it. And I had talked to my friend, and we had that big discussion. And he says, well, you're going to need to find someone to take you. And, you know, it's like my brother's an hour away, and he can't come because of his wife. So it got so frustrating that you need to do it, but you need to find somebody, you know.
Right.
And I was going to call the guy in Elkhorn with the institute over there in Elkhorn. But then again, I gave up on that today. Because there's a lot of other things going on, you know, like my sister going in for a go up her arm to find out if she has a blockage and stuff like that.
Oh.
And my goddaughter coming in from South Carolina. Okay. So there's been some other stuff going on. But
all right.
I really wanted to talk to you about what happened yesterday. He was saying that there's so much energy going on that it's messing, you know, with your head and everything. And she's all into this energy stuff.
Okay.
Well, we were shopping yesterday. And I remember, you know, way back when I first became diabetic, that my blood sugar, you know, at that time was hard to tell because you had to pee on a stick to see what the color was. And I'm colorblind. You know, that's what the testing was back then.
Well, wait a minute. You couldn't do the finger pricks?
They didn't have it then.
I thought that had been around forever.
No, they didn't have it then. Because when I first became diabetic in probably 79, they had strips that you had to, you know,
I guess it was probably around 1980. You're right about that.
Yeah.
So 80, yeah. 81, they brought that. And yeah, I had those strips too, but I'd forgotten it was about 1980. Interesting.
So then I would go into grocery stores, and then when I was running my route for Jay's Potato Chips, I would, one time they told me, sir, you've been standing there for 45 minutes. What are you doing? You know?
Yeah.
And now, that's been gone. I mean, I could be 54 and be perfectly fine.
Right.
And I could be 400 and I could be perfectly fine because the body changes. but it freaked me out yesterday when we were shopping, and we went up to the salad rack at Quick Trip, and I said, I need to get those vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, which ones? But she says, what vegetables? I could not remember cucumbers,
okay,
and pea pods and tomatoes. And I stood there staring off into space. She goes, what's the matter? I said, I don't know the name of them. And she's going, what are you talking about? And then when we were driving home, I go, cucumbers. That's what it was.
Uh-huh.
And I have this, used to have this eidetic mind that if you told me, I remembered it. So that totally frightened me out yesterday.
Oh, it,
and then
it shouldn't.
Few other things that went wrong. She kept saying, well, did you buy enough stuff? Because she's going to be gone for a while. And I go, I don't know. And it was like I was speaking out, you know. And so that's just what freaked me out yesterday.
Mm.
And we were talking last night. And then later last night, I got up from the chair too fast, spun around, and fell. And then nice gash on my right gut.
Mm-mm.
So that's, you know, what's going on. So I don't know what's going on.
Well,
so.
One thing I will say is it's absolutely normal as we age to forget things like that. And so I can understand when you're thinking, you know, I can't think of the word cucumber, and then later you say you're freaked out about it. Don't be. This is so right. Normal. I find this so often where we'll be driving and John will ask me who an artist is that we're listening to, and momentarily I can't think of the name. It might be somebody that I've had the record for a zillion years. I can tell you the label color and all that, but the name just isn't coming to me. That, and then it does down the road, of course. You know, say, oh, yeah, of course. So that is that's very commonplace. Don't look at that like it's a symptom of something bad happening.
It used to be she would go, I need to get this store, that at the store, that at the store.
Yeah.
And then go to the store, and she goes, now, what was on my list? And I would go,
it's normal. And normal, believe me. And the better you were in the past at remembering everything with not doing lists, the worse it feels now when you just can't remember it.
Right.
I know.
You know, and that just freaked me out.
Don't let it. Don't let it.
And then falling last night.
That I'm sure did. And that's a reminder. Now, thank God you weren't badly hurt, because that's a reminder to be very careful when you get up. Don't do things without thinking about it. And I know that's hard to say, but you want to kind of monitor your activities.
Okay. And on the Ray-Ban glasses.
Yeah.
Her granddaughter's husband works for Best Buy.
Yeah, you were saying so that.
She goes, text, you know, so-and-so,
mm-hmm.
and ask, you know, her husband.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted them last night,
mm-hmm.
and didn't get a response.
Mm-hmm.
So since he responds back, he goes, he tells her, and she texts me back. She said, they're not going to help you. You know, they're not going to help your vision. But they do a lot of amazing things, but they're not going to help your vision. So I don't know if you heard that from Fran or...
No, now in terms of helping your vision, they don't improve your vision. They just allow you to do things. But again, it's a premature conversation. Until you and VoiceOver are intimately familiar with one another, you got nothing to talk about.
Right.
So...
But,
that's what you need to do. Now, how about you, and I forget her name, which is terrible, you had a gal who came and worked with you one day.
Kim.
Kim, right. Kim. Is Kim available to come back and do that?
All I have to do is text her, but I haven't talked to her for a long time.
Well, you may want to do that, because I think she was proficient, was she not?
No, she helped me with putting that order together
for
Walmart.
That, but okay, so well, you might ask her if she's proficient with VoiceOver, and as far as that goes, you're going to have to start throwing out the net to try and find somebody who can help you with this, because literally, you're not going to be able to move forward until you have this down. There is no other workaround.
She doesn't have the same phone as I have.
Okay, well, then, right, then she probably isn't the one. If she doesn't have an iPhone, she probably isn't the one. You need somebody with an iPhone.
When we met at that time, it drove her nuts.
Okay.
And even guy nuts at the Apple store. So I'm just saying. I'm going to make a few more phone calls tomorrow.
Good.
Just
That's exactly what you need to do. Keep widening that net. Keep calling people, everybody you can think of, because this is a necessity.
Right.
All right.
And with my can't remember things, it's starting to bother me.
Believe me, Jim, I so understand this, and I empathize completely. But what's happened with me is I now have to make lists. I didn't make lists before, right, but I have to do it now. And you probably are in the same position. Make those lists.
Right, exactly what my friends yelled at me today about. You got to make lists.
That's right. And so don't be resistant. Just do it. Don't think in terms of what you used to be able to do.
Right. And then I told her, I will make my 3.5-inch letters on the paper.
Well, however you do it, and that's another reason why you got to get voiceover down so you can do things orally. But you will.
Right.
Just make it a priority and don't give up.
Honestly, between me and you, I give up.
I know you do. And what I'm telling you is that's your death sentence. Don't do it. Force yourself not to give up. Believe me, I hear it in your voice every time we talk, Jim. You want to find another way. You want to work around. You don't want to have to do this because it's very difficult for you and it's very frustrating for you. And I'm here giving you the word of knowledge from above that there is no workaround and you've got to do this. So just so decide that that's the way it's going to be.
And you know what? You're the only one that cares.
Well, that's really not true. It's just that people get fatigued when they'll give you suggestions or whatever and it doesn't pan out. They get fatigued and they just go away. Well, I don't go away so easy. And we do care. And a lot of people listening care. But I'm going to stay on you.
Right.
Nothing else matters but voiceover. Nothing.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, talk to you soon. Absolutely.
And, I'll let you go because it's almost
It is. All right. Talk to you soon. Okay, bye. All right, so just got back from one studio to the other studio, and of course, this 3 hours has been a wonderful respite because it keeps me from the many hours I have after this. So if you want the final call, well, you better get it now, 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH on WGN Radio.
I don't want to be happy with somebody else when I know in my mind I'll be wasting her time. No need of fooling myself. And if you don't love me, why be concerned about the life I lead? Why to me introduce someone else when you know someone else I don't need? I need you. I need you. I need you. Well, I guess I'm just a stubborn fool, kind of hard-headed like a mule. But how do I love someone else when I need you?
WGN Radio. I'm Rolly James. As far as songs by The Impressions, I think that might be my favorite. I Need You, of course, Curtis Mayfield wrote it in 1965. It was the flip side of Never Could You Be, which we played before that. So that'll close it for Curtis, and I sure hope that Sherry heard it because she had requested we talk about and play some Curtis Mayfield, and we did that tonight. Red in Chicago is going to close it out. Hello, Red. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I wanted to talk about something you
talked about last week, and you ended with some questions, and I kind of know the answer or answers. You were talking about that interstellar object that came into our solar system.
Yeah, the meteorite that wasn't a meteorite, the way they decide to name them what they are, yes.
Yeah, it's a, you could call it a comet, or it's an object.
Well, what I mean is, it was the deal where they were debating, is it a meteorite or is it a biome? And I'm like, please, does it matter?
Well, okay, a meteorite is a meteor that has landed on Earth and is now a rock.
Right.
That's what a meteorite is.
Right.
But this thing was more of a comet or meteoroid. They call it if it's out in space. It's a meteoroid. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this thing, they don't know what it is exactly, except it's solid, and it seems to be flipping over and over, and it seems to be cigar-shaped. The thing about this thing that really freaked out people and some scientists is it sped up. It came into our solar system.
Yeah.
It sped. It was affected by the sun. It changed its course, and it's, you know, it sped up going in toward the sun,
right.
And then it left. And the thing is, the mystery is, why did it speed up? It's actually sped up, the scientists say.
Uh-huh.
So that this is kind of a mystery. How could it do it? So the astronomers have been trying to figure out how this could happen. And one very prominent astronomer from Harvard, he's a professor of astronomy at Harvard, Avi Loeb is his name, he's inclined to think that this is an actual intelligently made craft of some sort from another civilization. He has no proof of this, but he sort of wants to believe it, and he's written one or two books, at least one book on it, and he's been on the internet, and he's been on TV, and so on. So he's got a lot of attention, Avi Loeb, for this idea.
Now,
and he was,
by the way, I remember him from a couple of years ago talking about it. So he's back? He's talking about this
too? He's been talking about it all along.
All right. Well, good for him.
He's gotten a lot of fame. He's very famous now.
Yeah.
He's very famous.
All right.
Internationally famous. And you know, he's no slouch. You don't get to be a professor at Harvard if you're a goof. You know, this is a smart guy. So anyway, the object sped up.
Yeah.
That's the key thing that was really kind of the mystery that really got people's attention.
Did it explode? Because they claimed it was a fireball over the side. So it did not explode. Okay, now here's the deal, and this is terrible, Red. I have less than a minute of showtime left. So tomorrow I start at 10 o'clock. Will you call me?
Well, I could, except I have nothing more to say on that subject.
Well,
this thing is still in the solar system. It's leaving.
Well, a bolide. That's what they called it, a bolide. I'm going to look for this thing. And
this thing was not a bolide. A bolide is a meteor that's in our atmosphere.
Well,
this thing is way out there. Millions of miles away.
If you get more information, call me. I'd love to talk about it, but right now I'm completely out of time. But thank you for calling, and I hope to hear from you again.
Oh, okay.
All right, good deal.
Bye.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fascinating subject. We can talk about that tomorrow night. Yes, 21 hours from now, we'll do it all again. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. It makes the show easier, which makes it a pleasure to do. Yeah, I'm all for easy, don't you know? So until 21 hours from now, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.